The podcast The Castles Metro is part of the Luni Tourism Project and is realized by Istituto Valorizzazione Castelli of the province of Massa Carrara.
The village of Foz di Novo. Perched on a hill overlooking the lower Val di Magra, Foz di Novo is an enchanting treasure trove of history and beauty, a new passage linking the hinterland to the sparkling waters of the Ligurian and Tyrrhenian Sea. The village is one of the most picturesque in the Lunigiana, offering visitors a breathtaking view that stretches from the Tuscan coast to the Gulf of Poets. On particularly clear days, it is possible to count the island of the Tuscan archipelago, while the islands of Palmaria and Porto Venere stand out like precious jewels on the horizon. Walking along the winding streets of the village towards the Malaspina Castle, you will come across buildings and works of art that testify to the wealth and power of the Malaspina Marquis Spino Fiorito, who ruled Foz di Novo from the mid-14th century to the present day. In the heart of the village stands the Oratorio dei Bianchi, with its gleaming white marble facade adorned with the coat of arms of the Malaspina family, whose members financed the imposing exterior decoration in the 17th century. The 15th century building, dedicated to the Santissima Annunziata, houses a polychrome wooden statue that miraculously survived a devastating fire in the 16th century. The oratory houses the confraternity of the disciplined, whose members can be recognized by their white uniforms. If you have the chance, do not miss the opportunity to cross the marble square, supported by a white marble balustrade, to discover the numerous paintings and works that decorate the altars. After visiting the Oratory of the Bianchi, we head for the parish church, dedicated to San Remigio. Built in the 13th century and later renovated in the Renaissance and Baroque periods, it houses a magnificent 14th century marble sculpture complex, containing the remains of Galeotto Malaspina. The funerary monument, a sarcophagus representing him in the armor of a knight, is surmounted by a round arch and a series of decorations and reliefs dedicated to saints and evangelists. The altar, dedicated to San Remigio, is decorated with a marble statue from the 13th century. Continuing towards the Alps, a passage leads to the Oratorio dei Rossi, which is directly connected to the parish church. Here, in the enchanting sacred building dedicated to the Holy Sacrament, there is a splendid polychrome marble altar from the 18th century. Leaving the church of San Remigio, we can continue towards the castle either by taking the main road or by entering a hidden square that can be reached from a lane that runs along the left side of the church. We will find ourselves in the old cemetery, a terrace facing north on the hills of Foz di Novo, which extend towards the villages of Giucano, Carignano, and Canepari, built over the old cemetery that was once inside the walls. Returning to the parish church, our path finally leads us to the castle. Before reaching our destination, we stop to admire the decorated and carved portals and discover that behind these ancient walls, there are stories of a rich past. Foz di Novo once boasted a mint and the right to mint coins and had an ancient Marquis theatre built by the Malaspina family. A reminder of this theatre remains in an architrave of a private house, testimony to the order of the Marquis Carlo Emanuele in the second half of the 18th century. We have now reached Piazza Pei de Sussigliage, near Porta di Sopra, at the foot of the castle still owned by the Malaspina family. All you have to do is cross the threshold and let yourself be enchanted by the antique furniture and the wonderful frescoes by Gaetano Bianchi, which tell a centuries-old story of art and nobility.
The Luni Tourism Project is financed by the European Union through the European Agricultural Fund for Rural Development. Europe invests in rural areas. Measure 19.2 of GAL Lunigiana. The texts are by Sigeric Community Cooperative. The actors are Marco Brinzi, Guglielmo Favilla, and Cecilia Casini. The music is by Max De Aloe. Graphics by Studio Arcs and post-production by Archivi della Resistenza, Circolo Edoardo Bassignani. All podcast contents are available at istitutovalorizzazionecastelli.it.